It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV, 5 things you need to know for Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. I'm Derek Gilbert. Item number 5 today, Havana Syndrome. This is the mysterious ailment that has afflicted U.S. diplomatic personnel since 2016. And on Monday, the Kremlin denied a report coming from an investigative media group in Latvia that blamed Russian military intelligence for it. The group called Insider, an investigative media group, in collaboration with 60 Minutes and Germany's Der Spiegel, claimed that members of a Russian military intelligence unit called Unit 29155 was placed at the scene of various locations where American diplomatic personnel became ill. And also that members of this Unit 29155 received rewards and promotions for developing non-lethal acoustic weapons. Again, the Kremlin denies responsibility for it. This is called the Havana Syndrome because it was first reported in 2016 among diplomatic personnel stationed in Cuba. And in fact, last year, a U.S. intelligence investigation whose findings were released found that it was very unlikely that a foreign adversary was responsible. But again, the Latvian group, along with Der Spiegel and 60 Minutes, saying otherwise. Now, with every news story, as we've said here on this program before, you got to ask a couple of questions. Number one, is it true? Number two, who benefits if I believe it? Number three, why now? Does this have anything to do with the war in Ukraine, the terror attack in Moscow, and possibly even the bridge collapse in Baltimore? Is this just one more step on the path toward World War III? We pray it is not. Topic number 4, Israel. Israeli warplanes hit the Iranian consulate in Damascus. 6 people reportedly killed, including a senior commander of Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps. This was confirmed by a Lebanese security source to the Reuters news agency. Mohammad Reza Zahidi, senior commander in the Revolutionary Guards, among the 6 killed. Israeli military spokesperson said, "We do not comment on reports in the foreign media." The IDF usually does not confirm reports on strikes inside Syria, but this came just days after Israeli airstrikes in northern Aleppo province, which I told you about yesterday. Death count in that strike now reportedly 53. While this is going on, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, as we told you, Sunday night underwent surgery for a hernia. He stayed overnight at the Hadassah Ein Kerem Hospital. Hospital said in a statement that the surgery went fine. The prime minister is awake, recovering, speaking to family. He'll be back at work shortly. Benjamin Netanyahu, 73 years old. He's not a spring chicken anymore. Still in relatively good health for his age, but he did have a pacemaker implanted last July. So his health, obviously, something that is of concern to the people in Israel. Topic number 3. The border, kind of an odd report from El Paso. We told you about the group of migrants that rushed the border and the National Guard troops there. This was a still image captured by a reporter from the New York Post. The group that had been arrested by police after this incident had been ordered released by a magistrate judge in El Paso, a ruling that took place on Easter Sunday. They were taken into custody, the migrants that is, by Customs and Border Protection. At one point, one of the migrants reportedly tried to get a firearm away from one of the National Guard soldiers. After the riot, authorities confiscated knives and shanks from some of the migrants. But presiding magistrate Judge Humberto Acosta ordered the rioters released after accusing the district attorney's office in El Paso of being unprepared to proceed with detention hearings for the defendants. Acosta accordingly ordered the rioters released on their own recognizance. Yeah, probably fine. Meanwhile, in Denver, the government there is so desperate that a city official was caught on tape essentially begging newly arrived migrants to go somewhere else, anywhere else, because Denver is being overrun. They no longer have resources to accommodate the flood of migrants, many of them arriving by bus, courtesy of the state of Texas and Governor Greg Abbott. Denver Mayor Mike Johnson's political director, Andres Carrera, serves as the city's newcomer communications liaison, heard telling the migrants, New York gives you more, Chicago gives you more, so I suggest you go there where there's more long-term shelters. There's also more job opportunities there. In fact, Denver is offering to pay for their transportation to New York or Chicago or anywhere else. But according to the videotape obtained by News 9 in Denver, apparently the migrants preferred to stay in Denver. Maybe Mayor Johnson and his predecessors should not have declared Denver to be a sanctuary city. Topic number two, population bust. Contrary to what many of us were told, those of us who grew up in the 60s and 70s, remember the book was a Population Bomb, Paul Ehrlich said that we were in danger of overrunning the carrying capacity of the earth. I remember that as a topic in high school debate in the late 70s. The Malthusian nightmare that we were all facing. Well, it turns out that was a lie. Human birth rates have been dropping drastically, and in the coming century, over two-thirds of the countries on planet Earth will be in decline. This new study published in The Lancet, which is a respected peer-reviewed medical journal, scientists behind the paper warned that governments have to prepare for a population bust as a result of these declines in fertility. According to the new study, by the year 2050, people in 155 out of the 204 countries and territories included in the study will have fewer babies than required to maintain current population levels. The forecasts show that by the year 2100, that will increase to 198 out of 204. The only places where there will be more babies than deaths are Bhutan, Bangladesh, Nepal, Saudi Arabia, Samoa, Somalia, Tonga, Niger, Chad, and Tajikistan. Excuse me, those are the six by the year 2100. Samoa, Somalia, Tonga, Niger, Chad, and Tajikistan. Everywhere else on Earth, populations will be shrinking. In fact, a recent study in China done by a university in Shanghai found that China's population is bound to decline by about 50% by the end of this century. If that's the case, according to the authors of the study in The Lancet, human population in places with low birth rates will shrink, of course, but those with increasing birth rates may suffer a brain drain as the people in those countries and territories send their people to wealthy but shrinking countries who need skilled workers. Now, there are some people who look at this and say, you know, this is all good news. Yay! Smaller carbon footprint. We're saving Mother Earth. Well, there are demographers who are looking at these trends and very concerned, because as you get an aging population, and once this trend of declining population begins, it may not reverse. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Coming up, as if you needed another reason not to trust the mainstream media. I'll explain next on 5 and 10.
We want to make sure that you know how you can get your copy of this incredible new book in the Summoning the Demon Super Collection. This amazing collection includes Dr. Thomas Horn's final book, Summoning the Demon, Artificial Intelligence and the Image of the Beast, that reveals how tech singularity will bring an all-powerful artificial mind to life. The trigger event that will make 666 the mark of the beast mandatory overnight. What the future of a marked society will look like. The new face of transhuman supernatural warfare and how Christians must prepare for what is coming. But this incredible collection also includes, for a limited time, the brand new Dr. Thomas Horn Definitive Skywatch TV Collection. This unimaginable and historical TV anthology is valued at $99.95 all by itself. It contains a total of 96 episodes, over 45 hours of content on 8 DVDs, and is not available anywhere else or online, and includes classic series like Zenith 2016, The Milieu, Belly of the Beast, Saboteurs, The Wormwood Prophecy, The Messenger, Zeitgeist 2025, Legion, and more. But we're still not finished. You'll also receive Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm. This unprecedented masterpiece by legendary authors Dr. Thomas Horn, Terry James, Tim Moore, and others provides in-depth analysis of emerging topics like pandemic tidal waves, catastrophic weather changes, Mideast malevolence, and so much more. This unprecedented collection, sold separately, holds a retail value of over $140. Yours now for your donation of only $39.99 plus shipping and handling. So don't delay. You can scan the QR code on your screen right now using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this special collection. You can also visit us at skywatchtvstore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Summoning the Demon Super Collection now.
Item number one today is, if you didn't distrust the corporate media enough, comes word now that, according to Politico, the White House press correspondents have been so looting Air Force One that they were just collectively asked by the media themselves. The head of the White House press secretary corps, White House press corps, that is, to keep their sticky fingers to themselves. Keep their sticky fingers off taxpayers' property. Apparently, looting Air Force One is considered a perk once you become a reporter in the White House press corps. One reporter telling Politico, on my first flight, the person next to me was like, "You should take that glass. Everybody does it." That's not the worst anecdote. Politico reports, quote, several colleagues of one former White House correspondent for a major newspaper described them hosting a dinner party where all the food was served on gold-rimmed Air Force One plates, evidently taken bit by bit over the course of some time, end quote. Enough to host an entire dinner party on gold-rimmed dishes looted from Air Force One. Others described how, when reporters disembark Air Force One, you can hear the clinking of glass and porcelain as the reporters make their way down the rear staircase. Breaking news from the White House press corps: stealing is wrong. They wonder why we don't trust them. Skywatch TV's Defender Conference, our virtual conference, Confronting the Darkness, continues. You still have time to sign up. Get 90 days full access to 24 presentations, and as a free bonus, all 6 Skywatch Films documentaries. Don't miss out on this opportunity. The last presentation for Skywatch TV from Dr. Tom Horn. You can find out more, get a list of the speakers, and sign up today for instant access 90 days at DefenderConference.com. That's DefenderConference.com. Speaking of Tom Horn, his last book, in collaboration with Ali Anderson and Joe Artis Horn, Summoning the Demon. We begin a 4-week series based on that book. Artificial intelligence, and what role will it play in the end times? Will AI be used to create the image of the beast or give life to the image of the beast? This is very relevant stuff that 20 years ago would have seemed like science fiction, but now, as ChatGPT is now in its 4th or 5th iteration, it's becoming more and more plausible. Watch the program right now at skywatchtv.com. All of our video content is always there. You can watch the broadcast at, well, we'll tell you where. The list of partner networks, dates and times is posted, a schedule, at skywatchtv.com/channels. You can also catch it right now, Rumble, or rather, Apple TV or Roku or Rumble, our Rumble channel, rumble.com/skywatchtv, or better yet, get our free mobile app that brings it into your mobile device, whether it's iOS, Android, Amazon, Kindle Fire, phone, or tablet. But you can use Apple's AirPlay or Google's Chromecast to send it wirelessly to your smart TV. We've got links to the app stores, so you can find the device or the app that's right for your device at skywatchtv.com/app. In early May, Sharon and I are planning to lead a group to Israel, a small group to bear witness to what has happened there since October 7th. We'll visit some of the communities in the south that were attacked on that day. We'll visit the ongoing vigil for the hostages still being held in Gaza, Hostage Square in Tel Aviv. We'll visit Gush Etzion, which was the site of a battle, but it was really a massacre in 1948. Israel's Alamo. It will make you weep. And we'll visit the sites in Jerusalem that you want to see: the Temple Mount, the Mount of Olives, the historic locations of the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus, and more. You can get a complete look at the itinerary and consider prayerfully joining us. This will be a small group, maybe 24 people. You can find out more at gilberthouse.org/travel. gilberthouse.org/travel. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.